This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In times like these, that is to say days going on weeks now of widespread uncertainty, it can be helpful to remember that there is an international economic infrastructure out there, maybe not set up to deal specifically with this kind of crisis, but with resources and expertise to generally help steady the ship. The International Monetary Fund has already promised $50 billion in assistance and has said it will use all the tools it has to fight the economic challenges that coronavirus is bringing. We caught Kristalina Georgieva, the IMF's new-ish managing director, today after she finally had a chance to grab a bite to eat between a bunch of meetings.
Hi from me.
Hello, Dr. Georgieva. How are you? It's Kai Rizdahl in Los Angeles.
Hi, Kai. I'm going to make your life slightly more difficult. My last name
okay.
My last name is pronounced Georgieva.
Georgieva, got it. I will practice that silently. I did, and then we got down to it. I asked her about a call she was on earlier this week with representatives from the 189 member countries of the IMF and a whole bunch of finance ministers and central bankers, too.
Now, our main objective was, in this uncertainty, what is it that we know and how we can use this knowledge to be more effective in the actions we take. So what we now know is that this is an epidemic that is already impacting the world economy. We also know that crises of this nature in the past, they would impose cost. One-third of these costs would be direct. In other words, people dying, productivity loss because they don't go to work. Two-thirds, a much bigger share of the cost, come from consumers not consuming. They are scared of the future. In other words, more of the impact is because of uncertainty. And what it means for us is to act in a decisive manner to give more certainty and therefore reduce that part of the cost.
All of which I appreciate. And there have been things done with certainty. The IMF has pledged $50 billion. The Central Bank in Canada and the Federal Reserve have cut interest rates. How troubled are you by the fact that nothing seems to be quelling the unease out there, both in the markets and the rising sense among certainly the American public and the global public that we still don't know what is going to happen?
The way we address that is to urge our members to lean forward. For us at the fund, what is very important is to tell our members, we have financial resources for you. You can draw on this money. It is a serious epidemic. It has to be tackled with the same seriousness, but also with the sense that we can do something about it.
I will note here that you're a trained economist, and I want to ask you about the market and how it's functioning now. We have plenty of liquidity. We have plenty of credit. The markets are working. Do you anticipate a time as this crisis evolves where those functions might change and it might become much more macroeconomically serious?
Well, let me start by saying that unfortunately, we are in a more adverse situation for the world economy now than we were in the beginning of the year. But we do have a financial system that has been significantly strengthened after the financial crisis 11 years now ago. And markets are functioning. There is a very clear mobilization of central banks. And then we look at fiscal capacity, and we would like to see more active and faster engagement to help reduce the severity of impact.
Kristalina Georgieva is the Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund. Ma'am, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
How did I do with the name on the way out? Was that okay?
That was great.
Okay, well, I gave it a shot. Thank you very much for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you.